Radio Moment.
Isn't it good to know it's Capital Radio?
Capital Radio will be offering you non-stop entertainment and music 24 hours a day on 539 meters medium wave and 95.8 megahertz stereo VHF. Capital involves Londoners, and many of our presenters will be talking with our listeners by telephone.
As opposed to shouting through their windows, I guess. This week in 1973, of course, saw the launch of Capital Radio.
Good morning. This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
Isn't it good to know? You can turn on the friend, you can turn on the show, you can turn on the world with Capital Radio. Such a good way to make your day.
Good morning from myself, David Simons. The time is 9 minutes past five on the first day of Capital Radio. It is not going to be a customary habit to deliver long diatribes on Capital Radio. It is your station.
David Simons. The early days were challenging. Program director was Michael Bucht.
No money came in at all for nearly 4 months, and the thing was a catastrophe. Not because it wasn't working as radio, people always forget that. It was because it wasn't, the country was on its knees economically. And we went through two general elections in 6 months and all of that stuff. Afterwards, it came very good and was wonderful. But there was a rough old time. Yes, there was a rough old time, my God.
John Whitney was managing director.
He was a very charismatic figure. When he couldn't get into his office, I recall on the first few days of his appointment, he leant against it. Or I think "leant" is an understatement. He put his elbow to it and broke it down.
The Capital Radio Company was formed from the best people from across all the groups who'd applied for the license. Chairman Richard Attenborough did the marriage making. But as things got underway with huge pressure on revenues, Richard got ready to sell some of his paintings to raise cash.
I didn't actually sell them. I put them in the boot of the car, and I took them down to the Bank of Scotland. And a marvellous man who was the chief executive then, and we went in to plead for an upgrading of our overdraft. And I said, I've got the car downstairs. I said, I've parked it outside. And I've got five paintings, and they're worth X, you know. And you can have them. I'll bring them up. You can have them as security. And he went out. I said, give me five minutes. I said, I'll be back in a moment or two. And he came back and he said, no, you can keep your paintings. We'll give you your money.
Capital in the morning. 6 to 9 with David Simons. Plus Monty Modlin on the move. The news and the music.
The morning continues with Tommy Vance and Joan Shenton.
There appears to be a dog-snatching gang at work in London's East End. In recent weeks, several valuable dogs have disappeared without a trace.
And I had a sheaf of papers on me because I was supposed to be sort of doing 6 features every morning, which Tommy used to look down on. He thought they were a load of rubbish.
Sister Sledge at 12:52 from Capital 539.
Commercial radio had been a long time coming. This week in 1961, the Times reported that Harlech and Westwood TV had created companies to run radio stations in their patches. And this week in 1960, Pi entered the campaign for commercial radio. They wanted 160 stations and even mocked up what they might sound like. The technical teams have often been in at the start of these things, and this week, 91 years ago, the British Broadcasting Company was formed from 6 telecoms companies. John Reith was the first general manager.
Broadcasting is a development with which the future must reckon, and reckon seriously. Here is an instrument of almost incalculable importance in the social and political life of the community. In affairs national and international.
The early days of the new British Broadcasting Company this week in 1922. It became a corporation 5 years later. The company comprised Marconi, Metropolitan Vickers, the Radio Communication Company, British Thomson Houston, General Electric and Western Electric. The BBC staff numbered 4. By 1968, the BBC was well-established and still experimenting, this time with local radio. 45 years ago this week, its founder, Frank Gillard, reflected on that trial.
By this time next year, we shall be engaged in the business of evaluating, for the Postmaster General, the success that the stations have had in the period of their operation as experiments. And it's on the strength of the assessment that will be made next year that decisions will be taken whether to go ahead with a great expansion of local radio or whether to curtail the operation, perhaps even to cancel what's happened so far.
Frank Gillard. Any questions on Radio 4 was also his idea, and that programme began this week in 1948 from Winchester.
Rather a sad question, this. In view of the apparent world shortage of meat and fats, do you consider that we shall ever again be able to go to the butcher and grocer and order what quantity and kind of meat and fats we require, or shall we have to be content with a generally lower standard of living than pre-war? Ralph Whiteman, I'm sure you can answer this.
I'm afraid that up to a point we shall, yes, have to be... Certain.
Staying with Hampshire this week in 1975, commercial radio came to Portsmouth.
For the very first time in the south of England, with the time just gone 1 o'clock, on Tuesday, October 14th, 1975, on 257 metres medium wave and 95 megahertz VHF in stereo, this is Radio...
The early breaths from Radio Victory. It was said the sales force turned up in caftans on day one. That station lasted just 11 years, though, as its franchise wasn't renewed. Its replacement began this week in 86.
What do you want from your new local radio station, Ocean Sound?
Well, I'd like to hear a nice selection of good music.
The arrival in harbour of Ocean Sound. And it's 5 years this week that a BBC broadcast was to cause lasting repercussions.
Well, right, there's Andrew Sachs's phone. Oh, I hope he... What if he answers this time?
You're on your own, then.
Oh, no, Jonathan. No, please. I'll do anything. I can owe my whole career to you.
Hello. Manuel here.
Right, sorry, I can't answer at the moment, but...
I'm too busy thinking about killing myself.
Ross and Brand, 5 years ago this week, with what became known as Saxgate. So with regular stereo transmissions in London beginning this week 55 years ago, Chiltern Radio launching 32 years ago...
Chiltern Radio will serve all localities, large and small.
Ball and Greening replacing Mark and Lard on Radio 1 Breakfast this week 16 years ago, and BRMB going 24 hours this week in 1976. Those are this week's
Radio Moments.